With much of the planet under lockdown these past months, we've had a lot more time to rummage through our drawers, our basements, our freezers, taking stock and cleaning up. It's been kind of the same for archivists. In Spain, researchers at the National Film Archive finally had time to sort through some dusty old movies that had been ignored for decades. And one film they came across rewrites a bit of Spanish cinema history. Lucia Benavides has our story.
The 8-minute black and white documentary is a journey across the Spanish island of
Mallorca. Cuya belleza fue tantas veces cantada por los poetas.
It starts with a narrator talking about the beauty of the Mediterranean island, one that he says has been captured by poets. It shows snippets of life, kids running down a pedestrian street, a monk grabbing water from a well, fishermen on their boats. Researchers think that the film, titled Mallorca, was made between 1932 and 1934, making it the first talking film directed by a woman in Spain.
And it's really a very beautiful film. It has like a personal quality to it.
Carlos Reviriego is the deputy director at Spain's National Film Archive, Filmoteca Española. He and his colleagues discovered the film this month after they took home digitized copies of archived films that hadn't been properly examined, the kind of work they could do while quarantined at home. The film Mallorca was donated to the archive in 1982 by the owner of a furniture storage business. It was labeled as a silent film directed by a man. So when Reviriego and his colleagues finally watched it, the opening credits took them by surprise. They had never heard of the name Maria Forteza.
And as much as we tried to locate and investigate it, we couldn't find who she was.
Normally, the Filmoteca wouldn't make this kind of discovery public until their investigation was complete. But with the quarantine and lack of access to archival material, they decided to post the film online with hopes that somebody would have information about the mysterious director. A journalist from Mallorca, Laura Jurado, stepped forward and in just a few days unearthed the director's past. Jurado says that Maria Forteza was a singer, specifically a cupletista, a cabaret-style entertainer particular to Spain in the early 20th century. Forteza was well known in her hometown of Mallorca, in part for her fashionable style and for chain-smoking Egyptian cigarettes on stage. Forteza was also married to film producer Ramon Úbeda. In the mid-1930s, the couple left Mallorca for Barcelona, where Úbeda founded a sound production company. But their studio was raided in 1939 by fascist police working under Spanish dictator Francisco Franco, and their entire film collection was confiscated.
No sabemos si es aquí cuando desaparece Mallorca, por así decir.
Jurado says this may be when the film Mallorca disappeared. Mallorca is likely Forteza's only film, says Jurado. It was made to draw tourists to the island a couple of decades before it became a popular holiday destination. But the film never reached the public. That is, until now. And Jurado says it's been huge news in Mallorca. The Spanish archive plans to have a grand premiere at a theater on the island once it's possible.
Porque no se conocían figuras femeninas de directoras tan tempranas ni de casualidad.
We didn't know of any female directors in Mallorca during that time period, she says. Jurado received tips from people all over the island who, under quarantine, had more time on their hands than usual. Carlos Reviriego from Spain's National Film Archive says the film's date has yet to be officially confirmed. But whether or not it really is the first film directed by a Spanish woman is beside the point.
It points out that women have been erased from history, from film history, because there's never been any knowledge about who is Maria Forteza.
The rediscovered short film doesn't just show the beauty of a tranquil Mediterranean island before getting overrun by tourists. It also reopens a conversation about how little we know of female filmmakers from the time period, since they were largely ignored. For The World, Lucia Benavides, Moya, Spain.